This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, Gator, go to our Twitter account at DougGator971.
All right.
And the last thing that we tweeted out is Jansen's solution. Tell the people what you are seeing.
All right, hang on, let me just... All right, so come on, man. So, John is taking a drill to the side of the cocktail shaker. He has drilled not one, oh, almost drilled himself there. He's drilling a second hole into the cocktail shaker.
Now he's going with a third hole.
Wow.
Of course, John. First of all, it looks like his truck is in the bush.
Right.
Secondly, yeah. Is God bless John Jansen for having ready to go power tools.
Is that a cannabis field?
He's got ready to go power tools, and now we have the solution. Jansen, did you get the lid off the cocktail shaker?
We did remove the lid.
All right.
There, we couldn't avoid a scratch, so I do have to say that. It is marked, so you probably can't return it, and I apologize, but TJ and I do have an hourly fee, and since we were able to finally get it off for you,
yeah,
we'll send you our bill later, but not only did we get it off, we improved on you. We now have an extra spout.
There's a lip.
No, yeah, I know. I appreciate that.
Yeah, it's like we put a little extra feature in it.
We might have to sand it down. TJ suggested we'll get the grinder sand it down. Yeah.
Yeah, make sure that there's no rough edges.
I love the indiscriminate holes on the side. There are three indiscriminate holes on the side. That's awesome. All these scratches really makes it. Listen, the rubber band is a nice touch.
It helps keep the lid on.
And this is the drinking side that TJ.
So you can just pour it out.
That's where your lips go.
Yes, yeah. Or where you, I mean, you don't drink straight out of the cocktail shaker. You clearly shake. Yes,
and then I do pour.
Now you can. Now you can.
Hey, Gator, you just bring it back.
You can fill from the top or bottom.
You drill the bottom as well.
How many holes did you drill in that thing?
Well, we drilled enough. To be able to remove, I mean, the goal was to remove the lid.
The goal was to remove.
Well,
the lid.
Or if the
mission
goal was
accomplished.
Mission accomplished.
Yeah, you removed the. What happened to the little grate that was in the top of the?
Oh no,
that might
still be in the back of my truck.
Parking lot, TJ.
My bong.
It would make sense.
You want this now for a bong, Stoney? All right, so I will have to go back to Total Wine, and I'm not going to present them with this. I'm just going to have to go get a new shaker.
No, you tell them
when you take that, you present it with them and say, this is what we had to go through to remove the top. Is there a chance that I could get one where I don't have to go through all this effort?
And see if they'll cover the bill for the services, John.
Yeah, don't worry. Yeah. That invoice will be on its way. Don't worry.
That's great.
You're welcome.
Wow.
Well, there you go.
Thanks for all your help.
There you go.
You can just be like, it came like this, right? You just go back to Total Wine.
I don't know
like,
what happened. I opened the box. This is what was there.
I mean, you guys, I think you need some control.
Yeah, you need some quality control. You got some real quality control. I know supply chains are a bit backlogged these days, but
I don't think they drill. I watched the video and he's drilling two holes into the side and nothing's happening. He drills a third hole in the side, drills a hole in the bottom. Mm-hmm. I'm still not sure. I don't know how eventually how this thing came off. Maybe it's just relieving the pressure, I guess, with the air holes in there. Thanks.
Yeah. Those guys.
It looks like a World War II artifact now or something.
Like, actually, they look like bullet holes.
You know what?
Well, someone texted in, John's out back shooting holes like with a gun at it.
John said, you know, if the area wasn't quite as populated and let that hang out there. And we're like, oh, gun. He would have taken a gun.
Right. But, yeah. Listen, as somebody who just had a renovation done at the house and I just have a new bar put in place, if you think that this wouldn't go on display.
Oh, it's going on display?
It is. I'm keeping this, and it is absolutely going on display. TJ, nice work.
We came up with a solution. I know John mentioned our fee for working on it. You can either pay the fee, or we'd like you actually to try to return it as is and see if there's any way you can get a little bit of money back. You have a choice. It's up to you.
Yeah, thanks. Appreciate that.
Please do that and then record it for us. Like, we can have Evan stand behind you and just see how this thing goes.
I have a return.
I have the receipt.
Yeah, I have the receipt.
Yeah. Ooh, I'm not sure I have the receipt. Can you just use my credit card to back check and say, we noticed that you purchased a six-pack of Magic Hat, an ice bucket, and, oh, yes, this.
And they'll go, what's wrong with it?
It just didn't appeal to me.
Well, you just say,
I didn't like
it
the
sucks.
Style.
Yeah.
It didn't match with the rest of my.
Yeah, I should have gone with the silver one instead of the copper slash rose gold, whatever it is.
Yeah,
yeah.
I'm within the 30 days.
I mean, I just bought it over the weekend. It's still,
can I get store credit at least?
Yeah. And frankly, it's been improved.
Now has a drinking lip.
Yeah, it's now you can drink out of the vessel as well.
All right, there you go.
Thanks.
Well, let's do it, Gator.
All right.
NBA Carson Anderson mock 1.0. This is the people's selection at five. That's all we do is the people's selection at five. And here's the thing. It's pretty easy. Three guys are vetoed.
Yeah.
Paolo Banchero, Chet Holmgren, and Jabari Smith.
They're gone.
Who's the perfect pick at five? Everybody else is available. The rule is you can't trade the pick. But who would you most want at five? There are mocks where Jaden Ivey's available. Certainly Keegan Murray, Shaedon Sharpe. This is up to the people, though. Who do you want at five? And why? 248-539-9797. We sort of tweeted this question out, but it's a poll question, and one of the choices is other. But Gator?
Yep.
Who do you most want at five right now?
Well, Doug, prior to yesterday...
Oh, my God. You've been sold.
Prior to yesterday, my thought was, wow, I saw the first mock draft from ESPN come out, and they had that Jaden Ivey was available at five, and I thought, perfect. That's the guy. Because that's the guy who said, Kang and I both are like, it's a four-deep draft. The fourth guy is Jaden Ivey. I want Jaden Ivey. Let's go. Here we go. There has been some movement on my big board.
Yeah.
And the movement comes in the form of, don't be afraid to give up the good for the great. I think Shaedon Sharpe has potential greatness with his athletic ability, his smooth shooting stroke, his defensive capabilities, his ridiculous 49-inch running vertical leap.
Right.
Of course, I wish I would have seen him play.
That's one of the issues.
Over the last 6 months.
He hasn't exactly played game.
But he was one of the top high school recruits coming out of high school anyway. Finagled his way to getting into the draft. Went to Kentucky, did not play Kentucky at all. So Shaedon Sharpe, shooting guard, in quotations, Kentucky, is my pick.
All right, Gator, for me... The pick is in, and with the fifth pick in the Carson Anderson Mock Draft 1.0 NBA version, the Detroit Pistons select Keegan Murray,
ooh,
wing, Iowa.
What a scorer defender.
I like the size. Yep. I'm worried about the defense. I like the size, and I think if he becomes more of a high-volume perimeter shooter, look, a guy went from averaging, I don't know, 6 a game as a freshman to 22 a game as a sophomore. He works on his game.
23.5. Don't sell him short.
Yeah. What was he as a freshman? Do you got the numbers
in front of
him?
I don't know.
Okay. Whatever it was, he improved dramatically. I think that tells you something about his work ethic. And the fact of the matter is, he shot 39.8% from three.
7.2 points a game to 23.5 points a game. Okay. Increases minutes from 18 to 32.
He's not a high-volume perimeter shooter, but I think that shows that the dude will work at it and get better.
Yeah.
I'm gonna go Keegan Murray, who can score near the rim, score from the perimeter. I'll take him with the pick at five. Kang?
All right, boys, the pick is in. As of right now, as of today, May 19th, the Detroit Pistons should select guard Purdue, Jaden Ivey.
Wow.
Now, I really, really am intrigued by Shaedon Sharpe. And that doesn't mean I don't like Shaedon Sharpe. It's just as of right now, it's Jaden Ivey.
1.0.
Exactly. It's 1.0. We have about a month left. Things can change. I'm going to need to see a little bit more from Sharpe in his workouts, his combine, because we haven't seen him play in a year.
I'm going to need to see him play.
Play something. Basketball.
But, play horse. I don't care. Let's see him do something.
But he's got everything you were looking for on paper. Let's just see what he's done the last year, how he's improved his game. As of right now, I'm going with Jaden Ivey, but things could change.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.